Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, there's a grape in the world that is regarded as one of the noble grapes, but I don't think it gets anywhere near the respect it deserves. And it's one of my favorite. It's called Chenin Blanc.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think part of the problem is it got blended into a whole lot of very nondescript jug wines in the 70s and the 80s. And so I think it got that and French Colombard got bad raps, which they really didn't deserve. So I agree with you. It's a mostly underappreciated grape. It's pretty interesting. It runs the gamut from light whites to sparkling wines to fuller bodied and even age worthy styles. It ranges from dry to off dry to sweet. So, I mean, you can do a lot with this stuff. The fruit ranges from passion fruit on the sort of the least ripe side to yellow and apple to melon and peach. And the acidity is all over the board from sort of medium to high acidity. So this is a grape that has got all kinds of things you can do with it. So it's pretty exciting stuff. The major production regions in the world are, number one, believe it or not, South Africa. It's about 50% of all the South African wine production. And there they call it sometimes the word Steen is the name. France, predominantly in the Loire Valley, but not exclusively, and the USA. We've talked a number of times before on this program about the Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc Viognier blend. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to just talk about three that are not from the USA and look at regional differences. First and foremost, from South Africa, from the Stellenbosch area, there's a product called False Bay Slow Chenin Blanc. It's from the coastal vineyard region. It's kind of interesting. It's wild fermentation, and they've doing a very slow process. Old vine fruit, long slow process, crisp and dry, light body with good bright acidity, flavors of melon, peach, and lime zest with a note of herbs. And at $10.99, it's a tough value to beat. So I think that's a good one. False Bay Slow Chenin Blanc.
And what's the vintage on that?
The vintage on that one is the 2019. Sorry. Now, from the Loire Valley in the Turin area in France, this is a producer called Domaine Adieu. This is their 2019 Chenin Blanc. Very bright, medium body wine with pear flavors and minerality, good acidity, and sort of an interesting subtle almond note in the finish. I didn't expect to see that. It's surprising and elegant, and again, a really good value at $16.99. Slightly on the sweeter side, and a true classic, is the Chateau de Montfort Vouvray 2019. This is a demi-sec, so it's going to be slightly off dry. Pale green gold. The wine shows aromas of bruised apples and pear. It's fuller on the palate than the other ones. There's a slight sweetness which allows it to pair, in my humble opinion, with many foods, especially those with white cream sauces and roast pork and things along those lines, which we're going to be coming into as we get into the fall season. Since we are already heading into fall, my selection of the week is the Chateau de Montfort Vouvray. As I said, I see this as being a perfect accompaniment to wonderful fall grilled foods. So there you go. And that's $19.99.
Well, that's a good deal. Hugh, I just love all these Chenin Blancs. Can't wait to try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.